Meshack Svanda, Chief Secretary to the President and Cabinet, signed the agreement on behalf of the government while the United Nations was represented by Resident Coordinator Bisho Parajuli. The development package will support six national development priorities, including food and nutrition, gender equality, HIV and AIDS, poverty reduction, and natural resources value addition, public administration and governance, and social services. Svanda said Zimbabwe was grateful for the assistance as it comes at a time when the country is experiencing economic problems. He said the financial and technical support will help Zimbabwe achieve its development goals. Most importantly, Svanda said the aid will be channeled through Treasury, unlike in the past when such assistance was sent directly to development partners.
Now they are putting their money towards voters. So in other words, it's going to buttress our development thrust rather than not supporting our initiative.
He said, unlike during the inclusive government, when the UN focused on humanitarian assistance, it is now focusing on development. Svanda was optimistic that the move by the UN will influence other donors to follow suit.
We think this is heralding the first initiative of pushing other donors to follow.
Parajuli said the assistance shows that the UN is committed in assisting Zimbabwe. A development worker, Anna Svanda, tells Studio 7, while the move by the UN is welcome, she fears the funds may be abused.
I think it goes a long way, but it's a bit tricky as I see it, because of late the government has not been transparent in using these finances to develop the nation at large.
Economist James Joa said channeling financial assistance through the government in the near future is a clear indication that the UN now recognizes the ZANU-PF government. He said mechanisms must be put in place to ensure the funds are used for the intended purposes. The UN has spent $1.6 billion in development aid to Zimbabwe in the last 4 years. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.